Michael, to me, fuzzy thinking, just to get in on this, means people who don't think but think they're thinking.
Right. That's what's so dangerous about it.
You know, if you think you're thinking, then that's very fuzzy thinking. And what I mean by that is that people who think the thoughts of others rather than thinking their own thoughts. And I absolutely and vehemently agree with Raymond and with what Marianne has just said. It is the central issue in this country today. People who think the thoughts of others and then repeat those thoughts, sometimes rather loudly, as their own, and would sadly even kill others in support of those thoughts, which were not even their own thoughts, but thoughts given to them by some other source. So people who think that they're thinking and aren't thinking at all, but are simply repeating the thoughts of others, their political party, their religion, their particular dogma, the views of their parents, whatever it might be. We need to divorce ourselves. Here we go again with we're not who we were yesterday. We need to get into the present moment and think for ourselves for a change. And that's why the comments in book two about what we need to do to change our educational system are so extraordinarily important. We have to teach young people that it's not about how we thought about things yesterday.
You know, Neil and Raymond, something interesting to me that was in this morning's paper is in this category and how the media affects this. There is an argument going on in Congress right now concerning a $16 billion that they had agreed to spend on insurance, medical insurance for non-insured children. And so the big argument, the big question that is posed by the Republicans and the Democrats, it's just mimicked by the media, the big question supposedly, in their minds anyway, is whether this will be spent as a federal programming or instead in lump sums given to the states, correct? State versus federal. But to me, the interesting thing is that the goal here is to ensure half of America's poor and uninsured children. The real question should be, why aren't we committing to insure all of them?
Bravo.
The real question should not be state versus federal. The real question should be, if you've got 20 million uninsured kids, why are we only talking 10 million? But people will just, you just see how powerful the that's how the parties present it, then that's how the media picks up, and you have to really have an alert mind to say, what the hell is the question? This is the wrong question we're asking.
Yes, you see, I'm reminded of Gloria, who was it now who said this? The wonderful statement on her deathbed. She said, what is the answer? And when no one could give her the answer, she said, in that case, what is the question?
Right. We're not asking. The reason we're not getting meaningful answers in America today is because we're not asking the meaningful questions yet. And the power structure as it now exists, as your book makes very clear in book two, is not, its interests are not in line with asking the appropriate questions.
Precisely right. Much less giving the answers.
Because the appropriate questions are not, as Conversations with God part two makes very clear, the appropriate questions do not point to an economically based social structure. The appropriate questions are humanitarian questions rather than economic questions. And that's why the system as it now exists doesn't ask them.
The system is absolutely out of control and crazy. I'm beginning to feel like one of those guys who sit around the barbershop talking about the good old days. But I swear, really, I think society has reached a point now in 1997 that is just absolutely incomprehensible to anyone, as far as I can know. I mean, to get back to the medical issue for a moment, the problem with the kids, unfortunately, is just a tiny slice of the huge pie of chaos that's going on about the medical system. Not just poor kids, but even people who are fairly well off in the suburbs constantly have the sword of Damocles hanging over our heads of, will an illness just wipe out everything you have? That's absolutely insane. And the doctors hate it and the patients hate it. But the technology just seems to be spinning out of control.